Savings for state property owners will vary because the $100 million property tax cut will be determined by Wisconsin's school aid formula. Dale Knapp directs research at the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, which analyzed the measure's impact statewide. He says using the school aid formula is a typical way to deliver a tax cut, but there are winners and losers. People in districts with high property values and high spending will get little or no money back. But the formula doesn't differentiate between wealthy districts and those with things like vacation homes that drive up values.
And in those situations, the way the aid formula works, those kinds of districts are going to get less of the $40 million aid. In some cases, because they're so property rich, they're almost completely outside the aid formula.
Both the Assembly and Senate passed the bill this week. Republicans call it a good way to put money back in taxpayers' hands. Meanwhile, Democrats say it doesn't do much for the middle class, saying it will mainly benefit wealthy property owners. According to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the average Wisconsin property owner would save $13 this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Thursday that the school aid formula is something that concerns his caucus.
That's something we'll be looking at over the course of perhaps the summer and next year to see if tweaks can be made to it.
Voss says it's too early to say what those changes would be. Breanne Shosso, Wisconsin Public Radio News.